Okay, on Tezayin Mabez at the Mishnah. So we're following up on the previous Mishnah on the Tezayin Amaral, which talked about Rabban Gamliel. The Rabban Gamliel, remember the Maisa with the Rabban Gamliel that he got married and he said Kriyashma that first night. Right, his Talmidim protested and he said, I'm not losing out on Kabbalah Samachah Shemayim. Okay, so that was Rabban Gamliel. So now we're picking up in this Mishnah, we're picking up with Rabban Gamliel also. So comes the Mishnah. Rachatz Laila Harishon Shemesa Ishto. So Rabban Gamliel, he took a shower, he took a bath the first night after his wife died. Amrullah Talmidim, so again his Talmidim protested. Didn't you tell us that an Ovel is not allowed to wash himself? Or in this case, he was really, I think, an Onain still. An Onain or an Ovel is not allowed to wash themselves the first night. I'm sorry?
When it says Ovel,
in the Mishnayos, really? Is that true, always?
I think that's what it's like found in Rabbos.
Aha, okay, okay.
I thought we were speaking about what we did.
Misha Meso.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we called it an oval, though. I'm not sure. Amar Lahem, so he said, Eini Kishar B'nei Adam. He says, I'm not like other people. Why? Istinis Ani. I said, I'm an Istinis. I'm a very particular person. I'm a very sensitive type of person. And therefore, if I don't take a bath, it's not going to be good. And therefore, I need to right? Okay, and therefore I need to bathe. I'm not like everybody else. Other people don't bathe. Ukishemes Tavi Avdo, when Tavi, his Eved, Rabban Gamliel's Eved, passed away, Kibel Alav Tanchumin, right? People came to be Menachem him. Amrullah, now Tavi was his Eved Kenani. He wasn't Jewish. Amrullah Tamidov, the Maratein Rabbeinu Shin Mekablin Tanchumin Ala Avadim. Didn't you tell us that that a person is not supposed to get Tanchumin for their Eved Kenani? So he said to them, "Ain Tavi Avdi Kishar Kol Avadim. Tavi my Eved is not like other Avadim. Kosher Haya. He was a very special person, and he was a good man, and that's why I'm accepting Tanchumen." Zakti Mishnah Chasan he wrote to Likros Kriyashma Laila Harishon Korei. If a Chasan wants to opt in, wants to talk about Kriyashma, wants to say Kriyashma the first night, so he reads Kriyashma. Namashim Gamliel Omer. He says, no, lo kol harotze lito les Hashem yitol. No, not everyone who wants to mention the Shem Hashem can do it. Right? You can't just say Shem Hashem whenever you want. You can't just read Kriyashma whenever you want. If you're putter, you're putter.
Get that star, like minimally, you're just saying.
No, I mean, because the vart is that if you're not in the right mindset, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Right? Don't take the Shem Hashem. Okay. Zakti Gemara, my time the Rabban Gamliel. What's the reasoning of Rabban Gamliel? Right, that he washed himself that first night of Aninus. Kasover Aninus Laila de Rabbanan. So he believes that Aninus Laila is de Rabbanan. What's Aninus Laila? So Rashi explains that if you have the night which follows the Yom HaMisa, so let's say the person died on Tuesday, and now this is Tuesday night. Okay, so even though Aninus generally, Rashi says, is written in the Torah, it seems to be Deoraisa, lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, but nevertheless, the night that follows the day of passing, so that night is only going to be Dirabanan. Okay, that night is only going to be Dirabanan. Dechsi ve'acharisa kiyom mar, ve'acharisa kiyom mar, the Pasuk says that the Rabbanan kind of like learned it out, acharisa kiyom mar, that it follows the bitter day, right, the end that follows the bitter day. So since Rabban Gamliel held that Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanan, so therefore, in the case of Istinus, the Rabbanan were not gozer. Weiter. Zakti Gemara weiter, Kishemez Tavi Avda V'chulei, Tan Rabbanan, Avadim U'shvachos Enom Din Aleim B'shura. If an Eved or a Shivcha dies, so you don't make a Shura. What's a Shura? Shura is when they used to surround the Ovel. We do it with a line, but it's clear in Rashi that if you look in Rashi, they used to do it like in a circle. They used to surround the Ovel.
That's what we talked about in the Shemesh.
Exactly.
Inside people.
Exactly, right. So they used to circle the Avelim, and they used to wish them Tanchumen. So you don't do that by Avadim and Shvachos. Ve'en omer malayim birchas Avelim, and you also don't say the birchas Avelim. What's the birchas Avelim? So at the Sudas Havra, Rashi points out, they used to make a special bracha for the Avelim, which is in Ksuvas, in the Gemara in Ksuvas, and Daf Ches. So that special bracha was not said for Avadim and Shvachos. V'tanchumei Avelim, and you also don't do Tanchumei Avelim. Right? You don't offer the Baal Nechama if his Avadim die. Maisa umeiso shivcha so shol Rabbi Eliezer. So there was a maisa that the shivcha of Rabbi Eliezer died. Nichnesu tamidov lenachamo. His tamidim came in to be menachemim. Kevan shiro sub. So he sees his tamidim coming in. He realizes that they're coming in to be menachemim. So what does he do? Olal aliyah. He climbs up to the aliyah. Right. He's trying to hint to them that chevra, you're not supposed to come to be menachemim now. Right. If my shivcha died. The Olu Acharav, so what they do? They followed him. They followed him up into the Aliyah. So he said, okay, they're not getting the hint. Nichnas la'an pilon. So he went up into the, some sort of, I don't know. Rashi says it was like a little room that's before the Traklin Agadol, which was like the attic, I guess. So he went up into this like little room, like the stairwell. Nichnasu Acharav. So they followed him into the stairwell. Nichnas la'traklin. Finally, he goes up into the attic. Nichnesu Acharav, and they follow him up into the attic, and he was like, "Oy vey," he was like, "These guys are very dense." Amar lahem, kimidumani shatem nichvim bepostrim. I thought you would get burned by cold water, meaning I thought you would get the hint, right? I thought you would get the hint. Achshav yatem nichvim afilu bechamechamet. I see you're not even getting burned by scalding water, right? Now I'm like, you know, forget a hint. I'm like, I'm climbing up into the attic, and still you guys are following me. You're so dense. You're obviously not even you're not catching on that what you know what I'm trying to tell you here. Did I not teach you? Didn't I teach you that when Avadim and Shvachos die, there's no Avelus? Right? You're not supposed to do a Shura, you don't do the Birchas Avelim, and you don't do Tanchumen. So what are you guys coming to me to wish me Tanchumen? But rather, what do you say when Eved or a Shivcha dies? And again, you could take this out of context and misunderstand it, but it's not what Chazal meant. Kishem she'omrim lo la'adam al shoro v'al chamoro shemesu. Right, just like a person, just like you say to an owner whose shor or chamor dies, hamokim yimale lecha chesroncha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should fill your chisaron. Kach omrim lo al avdo v'al shivcha, so hamokim yimale lecha chesroncha. So too, that's what you say when a person's eved or shivcha dies, Kadosh Baruch Hu should fill your chisaron. Again, the point here is that a person has to recognize that an Eved or a Shivcha, even though they might have been close to them, and you know, we all know that when we have people working, you know, by us for a long time, so they become like part of the family, you know, you invite them to the, you know, they come to the bar mitzvahs, they're like part of the mishpacha. But at the same time, Chazal are sending you the message that you have to recognize that family is family. And these people, as much as they're working for you and they're close to you and they're quote unquote part of your family, they're not part of your family, right? There's no avelus, there's no tanchumin, there's no shura. In terms of from a halachic perspective, they're not part of your family. From a halachic perspective, they're your property. Eved and shivcha are your property. People who work for us today are not our property, but Eved and shivcha are your property. So you have to recognize that that's the case. Even though obviously they're not a shor and a chamor, they're not your animal property, and you can have a relationship with them. But at the same time, recognize they're not part of your family, and therefore the dina avelus don't apply.
So how did he
Tevi though? So Tevi Avdi, he felt Tevi was different. Tevi was unique. He wasn't a stam Eved and shivcha. Why was he unique? He was like an Adam Kasher. He was like a big tzaddik. You know, Tavi was a big tzaddik.
That wasn't part of the family, though. So you can't.
Correct. Yeah, but still, I guess he felt that he was different enough that it was kedai to accept Tanchumen a little bit for him. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tanya idach, avodim mushvachos ein maspidin osam. You don't give them a hespid, okay? Rabbi Yossi Omer Imevet Kasher who Omer Malav. If he's an Eved Kasher, you say the following. You say. Hoy ish tov v'neman v'nenem yegio. Oy, we lost a good man, a reliable person, a person who was nene from his yegio, from his work. You give him like a shtickle hesped. Amru lo im kein mahin nachta l'ksherim. He says, if you say that, right? If you say for this eved kasher, you say this. So what are you leaving for a regular ksherim, for a regular person who's a kasher? Meaning that's like everybody's hesped, you know. He was a good guy. He was a reliable guy. He was nana from his hard work. That's what we say about everybody. So you know, like what do you leave if you're saying that's what we say for the kasher avadim? So what do you say for the kasher regular people? So he wasn't such a fan of Rabbi Yossi's pseudo hesped here, but I guess Rabbi Yossi used to give more elaborate hespedim for people. Zakti Gemara Vayta Tana Rabbanan Ein Korin Avos Ela Lishlosha. Only the three Avos are called Avos. Ve'ein Korin Imahos Ela La'arba. And only our four Imahos are called Imahos. So says the Gemara Avos Ma'itayma. So what's the reason that we only call those three Avos? Why can't we call? You know why? If you think about it, right? Why does it stop at Yaakov? Obviously, like Yaakov are the Avos. And why don't we say Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda? Let them be the Avos also. Why not? Too many? Too many. Says the Gemara, my time. Ilema mishum de lo yad inon ime Reuven ka sinon ime Shimon ka sinon. So one svara is that we know we descend from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We all descend from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That we know for sure. But once we get to the Shvatim, we don't know who we descend from. Okay. But otherwise, most of us don't know who we descend from. Right? So maybe that's the pshat, that since you don't know who you descend from, so that's why we can't call them the Avos. Right? They're not our Av. Those are everybody's Av. These are not everybody's Av. Maybe that's the Svara. If so, says the Gemara, Yachi Imos, Nami lo yadini me Rachel kasinan, me Leah kasinan. We also don't know if we're from Rachel or Leah. Right? We don't know who we're coming from when it comes to the Imahos. So sorry, Rivka, we know. Right? But Rachel and Leah, we don't know. So how can we refer to them as the Imahos? That can't be the pshat. Ela ad hocha chashivitfei. I'm sorry, ela ad hocha chashivitfei lo chashivit. So Elamai, no, the lumdus is that when it comes to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were on a certain level of chashivos. The Shvatim were not as chashiv as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, of course, the Shvatim were shiftei ka. They were still very chashiv relative to us, of course. But when it comes to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were on a lower madriga. Tanya idach. So we have another braisa that says, Avadim u'shvachos in karanosam Abba ploni v'ima plonis. So this is a different price that when it comes to Avadim and Shvachos, we don't call them Abba Ploni or Ima Plonis. Right? It used to be the way. I'm just trying to think now. I don't know why that was stuck there in the middle. Why that price was there in the middle? I guess because we call them Abba, we call them like Avos and Imahos. So to here we're talking about Avadim. What we call them Abba or Ima. I guess that's the pshat. All right, but it used to be that they used to call people like Abba and Ima was like Mister. Like Mr. and Mrs. So they would call people Abba this or Abba that. So the halacha is, the Braisa says, you're not allowed to call Avadim and Shvachos Abba Ploni or Ima Plonis. Okay? Why? Why are you not allowed to call them that? So I think because it's a sign of, I think the pshat is, because if you have people walking around calling Avadim and Shvachos Abba this, Abba Ploni or Ima Plonis, so people might get confused that they're actually their children. We don't want people to think, Chas v'shalom, that these are the children of Avadim, the Jewish children, the children of Avadim. So therefore, we don't let you call them that. V'shar Rabban Gamliel, how you korinov some Abba Ploni v'Ima Plonis. Right? But Rabban Gamliel, they used to call Abba Plonis and Ima Plonis. So the Gemara asks, Maisa listor? Are you bringing a Maisa which seems to contradict the Halacha? So the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Chashive. So again, there they were Chashuv. The Avadim and Shvachos of Rabban Gamliel were very Chashuv. He got very Chashuv Avadim and Shvachos. And therefore, that was an exception to the rule that they would call them Abba and Ima. Zog the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Lazar. May dechsiv, kein av arechecha. Let me just make sure I'm pronouncing this right. Kein av arechecha. Okay, so I bless you during my lifetime, and I raise my hands to your name. Okay, so what's the pshat in that pasuk? So when I bless you in my lifetime, that's referring to kriyashma. B'shimcha esa kapai zu tefila. That's referring to tefila. Okay. Vim ose kein. Alava kasuv Omer, and if you do this, right? If you say Kriya Shema and you daven, you bless Hashem, and you daven properly, on you the pasuk states, kimo chelev. Again, I just want to read this. Kimo chelev vadeshen tisba nafshi. Kimo chelev vadeshen tisba nafshi. That my soul will be satisfied. Like fat and deshen is like good produce. Okay, so if you daven properly, you say Kriyashma properly, you daven properly, so your nefesh will be very, very full, will be very satisfied. Rashi points out these two psukim are right next to each other. V'la'od ela shenochal shnei olamim. Not only that, but you're also going to inherit two worlds. Ha'olam hazeh ve'olam habash, and emar v'sifsei renanos yahalel pi. So I guess also the language there, that's the next pasuk. I'm sorry, that's the end of the pasuk. So there also v'sifse renanos yahalopi. So you'll get olam haba and olam haza. I guess renanos, right? Renanos Rashi says ishtayim. So therefore that's a reference to olam hazeh and olam haba. Okay. Now we have a few interesting things. We're going to kind of zip through this because it's a few interesting for the next like half an amud or so, and then the next half an amud on the next amud. We talk about different tefilos with which Amoraim would conclude their tefila. They wouldn't conclude their own personal Shemoneh Esrei, they would conclude with these special, unique tefilos. Zakti Gemara, yeah. Zakti Gemara, here we go. We're going to zip through this because it's kind of like self-explanatory. Rabbi Lazar, Barsa de Messiah Tzeluse, when he would finish his davening, Amar Hachi would say the following, Yirasa Mefanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishkon Bepureinu, that you should reside in our Pureinu. What's our Pureinu? Begor Aleinu, Rashi says, in our lot. Ahava ve'achva ve'shalom ve'reyus ve'tabrik ve'uleinu b'talmidim, we should have many talmidim, v'tzatzliach sofeinu, acharis v'tikva, we should have hope, v'tasim chalkeinu began Eden, v'sakneinu b'chever tov, we should have a good friend, v'yetzer tov ba'olamecha, v'nashkim v'nimtza yechul livaveinu li'yira es shemecha, we should wake up and find that that our hearts should be full of yira. V'tova l'fanecha koras nafshenu l'tova, and our soul should reach out to you in goodness. Okay, we should. Rashi says also we should have everything that we need. Sipuk tzarkenu, and koras ruchenu is like our mentality or our feeling, our emotions. Rabbi Yochanan basa de mesayim tzelusei amar hachi ratzim l'fanecha Hashem elokenu shetatzitz bivashtenu. You should look at our embarrassment. And the fact that we're embarrassed, that we're not holding where we should be holding, v'tabit b'ra'asenu, look at the evil that befalls us. I mean, all the yisurim that we endure, v'tislabish b'rachamecha, v'tiskase b'ozcha, that we should be clothed by your mercy and by your strength, v'sisatif b'chasidusecha, v'sisazer b'chaninusecha, v'tavo l'fanecha midas. And we should have anava and goodness from you. Rabbi Zeir Basa de Mesayim Tzilu Sayyamar Hachi, Ratzum Alfanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shalom Necheta, we shouldn't sin, Velo Nevo, Shalom Nikole Me'avoseinu, we shouldn't be embarrassed by our avos, we should be proud of where we come from. Zogti Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Chir Basa de Matzli Omar Hachi, Ratzum Alfanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetehei Torascha Umanu Seinu, our Torah should be our profession. Our eyes shouldn't darken, and our hearts should not be forlorn. This is like the Shabbos Mevarchim here. Rosh Chodesh, the Molad is.
Yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Basar Tzelosei Amar Hochi, Yiratzim Lefanach Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avosinu, Shtatzlinu Me'azei Fonim U'me'azus Ponim. Shouldn't let us be too brazen. Me'odom Ra U'mipega Ra, from bad people and bad events. Me'etzer Ra, Me'chover Ra, Me'shochin Ra, Me'satan Amashchis, Me'din Koshe, Me'bal Din Koshe. We shouldn't have litigants that are bad or a bad din. Bein shu ben bris, bein sheino ben bris, whether it's a Jew or not. V'yafagav dekaime kitzutze ale derebi. And even though, it's interesting, the Gemara points out that even though that Rebbe had he had bodyguards. Rebbe had like secret service because Rebbe was very close to Antoninus, who was the ruler at the time. And because of that, he dispatched like secret service to protect Rebbe. So even though Rebbe had like these secret service guys like standing, like following him at all times, nevertheless, he still davened that all these bad things shouldn't befall him. So you see that he put his trust in Hashem and not in the secret service chaver that were with him. There should be shalom in the Sarei Ha'umos, right? And the Rashi explains that each of the Umos has like a Sar or a Malach that's like in charge of them, so they should have a Shalom, and then therefore there should also be Shalom in the Pamal Yishamat. Rashi says among the Chachamim, right? It's just, it's interesting. He's davening for Shalom among the Chachamim. Sometimes even among the Chachamim, you have Machlokas.
We heard about the whole Nasiya business.
Exactly right. And not only that, Ubeina Talmidim, also the Talmidim Ha'oskim Besarasecha. Right, should also have shalom. Bein oskim lishma, bein oskim shalol lishma, whether they're learning lishma or shalol lishma, v'chola oskim shalol lishma, yiratzan shi oskim lishma. Put in a little tefillah that even the Talmidim who were learning shalol lishma should end up learning lishma. Okay, chevra.